If you've ever had a major medical procedure, you were probably bombarded with paperwork that simply divide comprehension. So did you really know what was done and how much it cost? Well, if you don't understand the hundreds of medical codes and their true cost, how do you know which are legitimate charges? Host Rob West welcomes Lauren Gydeck of Christian Healthcare Ministries to help us find a solution. Then it's your calls on anything financial at 800-525-7000. We'd love to chat with you, 800-525-7000. I'm Steve Moore, the educated medical consumer. That's next right here on MoneyWise Live. Well, Rob, Lauren Gydeck is Vice President of Communications and Media at Christian Healthcare Ministries, and today she has some great advice to help folks, well, to help all of us own their own healthcare.
That's exactly right, Steve. And today we're really talking about transparency in medical billing, something that eludes many of us. Lauren, welcome back to the program.
Oh, thank you so much for having me back on the show today.
Absolutely. We always enjoy it. And by the way, we'd love to hear from you if you have questions specifically on this topic. Lauren can help to field them. Lauren, this idea of owning your own healthcare is something you really encourage your members to do. So why don't we begin today with just a brief explanation of how Christian Healthcare Ministries works?
Sure. Well, Christian Healthcare Ministries is a medical cost-sharing ministry. So by that, I mean it's not an insurance company. It's a body of believers all over the country. We have a little over 400,000 members who share each other's medical bills voluntarily, and they do that by contributing a preset dollar amount each month, and it goes into a pool. And from that pool, we share, which is paying or reimbursing patients for their medical bills.
Very good. So in a sense, as you approach the healthcare provider, you are considered a cash payer or self-pay. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. And that's what we ask people to tell their provider, and then they can follow that up with, but I'm a member of a health cost sharing ministry.
Yeah, and that's the key part there. So you have somebody behind you, in fact, many Christians behind you, allowing folks to share their expenses and being able to provide, obviously, the care or receive the care that you need. Are you allowed to have an alternative way to pay for health care like CHM? How does that work in our current system?
Yes, Christian Healthcare Ministries is a federally certified exemption from the Affordable Care Act, which is Obamacare. So, this is something that you can have in place of insurance, or you can have it, as an additional program.
Yeah. And talk about this concept of free market health care. When CHM talks about that, what do you mean?
When we talk about free market health care, we're mostly talking about transparency in medical pricing, because that's not something you typically encounter, when you're going to the doctor or the hospital, and your healthcare just receives they just get a bill after the fact, and you never see it as the patient. You don't know what you're being charged for your healthcare. So we want to bring that ability to understand healthcare pricing back to the marketplace, so that pricing can fall accordingly.
Yeah. Demystify, if you will, some of the things moving behind the scenes that involve codes and prices that, frankly, the end user never really understands, and puts you back in the driver's seat with regard to the care you need, what you're paying for it, and then having the backing of an organization and these tens of thousands of Christians behind you to actually help you cover those costs, beyond a per incident amount. We're going to hit a break here in just a moment, Lauren. Before we do, though, talk about the biblical basis of this, because it really is rooted in something we see in the New Testament, isn't it?
Right. One of our foundational verses is Galatians 6:2, which says, "Carry each other's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ." And it's scattered throughout Scripture, this concept of believers helping each other. You also find that in Acts 2 and chapter 4 as well, when all the believers gathered together to share what they had, and it says that there was no one in need because they pooled their resources together.
Mm-hmm. And obviously that was that had to do with the Book of Acts and the very first earliest churches, much smaller than today. In fact, quickly, Lauren, how many membership do you have in your membership organization?
We have a little over 400,000 members.
All right, that's a big church. We'll be back with more MoneyWise after this.
Would you like your life to be infused with joy? Would you like to interject an eternal dimension into even the most ordinary day? Author Randy Alcorn says you can when you discover The Treasure Principle. In a concise, power-packed style, this newly revised and updated book offers a six-step plan to finding the immediate pleasure and eternal rewards of The Treasure Principle. And once you discover it, life will never look the same. The Treasure Principle is available when you click the store button at moneywiselive.org.
If you need investing guidance, you probably want help that's grounded in God's Word. That's the approach taken by Sound Mind Investing. Since 1990, SMI has helped tens of thousands of Christians acquire wisdom and confidence in their investing. Regardless of your investing experience or how much you have to invest, you can learn to be a good and faithful steward in the area of investing. More information about SMI and its approach to financial wisdom for living well is available online at soundmindinvesting.org.
From time to time, I get a text from a high schooler saying, "I'm going on my first date." That's real, and I'm Hannah Lynn. Usually, we'll go out to coffee and talk about the guy and what parents think. Where is the first date going to be? What are you going to wear? The exciting and fun things. But here's a verse I tell every girl before their first date. Ready for it? It's from the Bible. Song of Solomon 8:4 says, "I urge you, don't stir up or awaken love until it pleases." I think this is very practical, and it helped when dating. Basically, set up some good physical boundaries and wait for marriage to experience intimacy. Isn't the Bible so real? Okay, that was real. For more tips on dating, follow me on Instagram at That's Real Radio.
Do you feel like your hands are tied with debt, preventing you from serving God? If you have credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help. Through our debt management program, we can get you out of credit card debt about 80% faster while honoring your debt in full. For more information on how Christian credit counselors can help, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Or call 800-557-1985. 800-557-1985.
Today on MoneyWise Live, Lauren Gydeck is back with us. She's from Christian Healthcare Ministries, which is an alternative approach to healthcare costs, an alternative which is typically much, much less expensive than standard health insurance. And if you have questions about this and maybe your current health insurance costs and what the options might be for you and your family, we have lots of open lines. Now's a great time. Lauren will only be with us for the first half of today's program. So call right now, 800-525-7000, 800-525-7000, right?
A healthcare solution that's biblical and budget-friendly. Sounds like it might be too good to be true, and yet we've enjoyed a wonderful partnership with Christian Healthcare Ministries for many, many years. In fact, some of our team members are actually a part of that network and have enjoyed being with CHM for a long, long time. And, you know, we're talking today, Lauren, just about transparency in medical billing, something that eludes most of us. You know, with most traditional programs, you have to stay within a network of your doctors and facilities. Is that the way it works with CHM?
No, actually, the way it works with CHM is that, you know, the items that CHM shares for, is it's all dependent on the treatment. So as long as the treatment you are receiving falls within our guidelines, which we share with all of our members and prospective members, of course, it's the treatment that's the key. And you know, you can go to any doctor, any hospital, as long as that treatment is eligible.
Okay, very good. Yeah, and that's really the key differentiator there. Digging a bit further into the costs, you know, there's something else most people don't realize about the bottom line on medical bills. Explain that for us.
Sure. Well, the bottom line that comes on your medical bill is something that most people take for gospel truth because, you know, here in the United States, we're kind of used to paying the sticker price for things. But, you know, I like to use the analogy of shopping for a used car. You know, you, very rarely would you take the dealer's price unless you thought it was a great deal. And, you know, it's really surprising how much hospitals, particularly hospitals, can mark up their charges so that, you know, they're really quite inflated in some cases. And so you need to know that that bottom line number is usually negotiable.
Can you give us, I hope this isn't an unfair question, but what's the status of health care in this country? How much are people paying? How much are people being charged? Where are we today versus where we were 5 or 10 years ago? Those costs continue to rise, I presume.
Yeah, that's a great question. I can tell you that across the board, every hospital system out there, generally speaking, what you'll see is a markup of between 300 and 1,000%. For example, a Tylenol pill might be billed $2 per pill. You know, I've seen charges like that, and it's like, you know, why would you pay that if you know that it's the cost for the hospital is way less than that?
Right, right. And they typically, though my good friend Larry Burkett used to do this, they typically don't let you bring in your own medicine. Frankly, Larry did. I don't know if he got permission for that or not, Rob, but knowing Larry, he used to bring in his own Tylenol. We all got a chuckle out of it. I'm not sure the hospital got a chuckle, but we did.
No, I'm thinking not. That's great. Well, we're talking about these discounts, Lauren, and obviously that's key. It's what Steve and you are both talking about here, that the actual cost is often inflated quite a bit. I had no idea it was up to 1,000% or more. Talk about just the process of working through that with your healthcare providers. Is that something that CHM members do on their own, or is that something that you all can help with?
Right. Yeah, I first would like to say I'm not trying to, you know, make it sound bad for your doctor or your nurses or your people who are actually providing you with the health services. A lot of times they don't even know what you're being charged. So I just wanted to point that out. They're wonderful people who do good work. But getting back to your question, you know, does CHM help negotiate discounts? We do that. You know, most of the time our members are very successful in getting those discounts on their own, and in some cases can get even better discounts than what we can get on their behalf. But, you know, if that's something where you find you're struggling with that or you're uncomfortable with that, we do have a whole team here at CHM who will assist you and try to get you the best possible price.
Yeah. Well, that's so key. And I think having that advocate, that partner, if you will, that you know is both made up of believers as well as professionals that understand this space that can walk alongside you is key. And I would also just echo what you're saying there. You know, we're talking a lot about the frontline workers, especially during this pandemic. And we are so thankful for the healthcare workers that are providing just incredible service to men and women around the globe each and every day.
We're talking with Lauren Gydeck today from CHM, Christian Healthcare Ministries. You really ought to check them out online. They have a fantastic website, easy to work through. It'll provide you with all the information you're probably wondering about. Or you can give us a call right now. We have some free lines at 800-525-7000. Again, the phone number, 800-525-7000. Lauren, does Christian Healthcare Ministries cover psychological health care, things like counseling? What about alternative medicines, something maybe a little outside the norm?
Yeah, that's a good question, too. So what we do at CHM is we want to make sure that we are the best possible steward of our members' dollars, you know, recognizing that this is coming from people who are pastors, people who are self-employed, you know, those kinds of things. So we want to really honor that. And for that reason, you know, there are some services that we don't pay for. For example, you brought up the psychological, but if you needed to be in the hospital or receive medical treatment for, you know, a mental condition, then that is something that we would share. So, you know, it's a hard line to draw sometimes, but, you know, people also appreciate the cost-saving side of things. So we try to be judicious about that.
Sure. Okay. And I would imagine over the years that maybe something you didn't cover 10 or 15 years ago has now become a more normal and acceptable to medical people. And maybe today you do cover it where you didn't 15 years ago, huh?
That's right. We do have a medical team here who keeps an eye on those types of developments and, you know, new types of treatments, new types of therapies. So we want to keep a finger on that all the time.
Very good. What about prescription drugs as we think about what folks need as a part of their treatment plan and how that relates with a program like CHM?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's actually a two-part answer. As far as what CHM will share on our GOLD program, we do share in prescriptions that are related to a medical incident. So, for example, if you go to have surgery, you know, most likely you're going to have to take some medicine as a result of that. So as long as it's related to the incident, we do share that. We do not share for maintenance medication, which is ongoing, but we do offer a prescription discount card to all of our members, which averaged 80% discount last year, which
is
phenomenal.
I'll say it is. 800-525-7000. Let's take a call. Cleveland, Ohio. Hi, Deborah. How can we help you? What's your question?
I am calling because I am nearing retirement age, even though I'm not planning on retiring just yet. But the state of Ohio requires that you apply for Medicare. And even if I do retire, there's this, I'm with the teachers union, so there's a state option that I have for insurance. And I'm just wondering, how does all of that work out if I decide that I'm going to not choose the state-sponsored retirement from my my teachers union?
Yeah, very good, Deborah. Lauren, your thoughts?
Hi, Deborah. You're my neighbor because I'm in Ohio, too. Just wanted to point that out. That's a really great question. So CHM does also require you to be on Medicare if you're Medicare eligible, and that would be across the board in any state. So we are a secondary form of, you know, they call it payment, we call it sharing, but we're secondary to other programs that you have in place. Now, as far as your retirement you know, plan there, most likely if you elect not to opt into that, you know, we just look at that as if you didn't have that option. So CHM would share whatever whatever Medicare wouldn't pay. Usually that's about 20%.
Very good. Deborah, we appreciate your call today. Well, Lauren, we've covered a lot of ground today about owning our own health care, negotiating medical bills, trying to bring some transparency to an often complex and misunderstood area of our lives, and that is managing the costs related to our health care. So thankful for our partnership with Christian Healthcare Ministries and really appreciate you joining us today.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
All right. Thanks very much, Lauren Gydeck. And again, if you'd like to find them online, you'll find them at chministries.com, chministries.com, or maybe that's org. What am I misstating that, Rob?
Lauren, you tell us. I believe it is .org, actually.
It is .org, yes. We are nonprofit.
.org. Okay, right. I should have known that, but it's Friday, and so I'll blame it on the moon or something like that. But, Lauren, thanks again. We do appreciate that. Rob, from a budget standpoint, you know, how does one approach this part of the budget category when you don't know what you're going to use, when you're going to use it, how much of it you're going to need, what the costs are, they're going up every year? Is there is there some rule of thumb that will help us as we budget for health care?
Yeah. Well, it's a good question, Steve. And I think, you know, history is really helpful here as you look back over the past 12 months to see what am I actually spending and then use that as a guide. I think with something like CHM, knowing that everything beyond $500 per incident is covered gives you peace of mind that once you build up that emergency reserve for healthcare, then you've got that to rely on.
Okay, good. And if we can help you with anything financial, anything you're wondering about, maybe something you're going through, give us a call right now. Your calls on any financial topic, 800-525-7000.
God cares a great deal more about our money than most of us imagine. In fact, Jesus says more about our use of money and possessions than about anything else, including both heaven and hell. In Managing God's Money, author Randy Alcorn breaks it all down in a simple, easy-to-follow format that makes it the perfect reference tool if you're interested in gaining a solid biblical understanding of money, possessions, and eternity. Managing God's Money is available when you click the store button at moneywiselive.org.
Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword." Here's Beth Moore with a quick word.
Romans 8, I want to start in verse 12. Remember in 9 through 11, the almost unfathomable truth that the Spirit of Christ, not just a spirit, but the very Holy Spirit of Christ lives in us. I don't know if that does something different to you. And I know we know that. There are things we've heard since we were this big if we were raised in church. I'm convinced we don't get that one. And that part of the reason for our defeat is that it's not just carnality. In some respects, a measure of our defeat is out of ignorance of what we have. You understand what I'm saying? We have believed we are only capable of this when we are capable of this. But we are going to act out of what we truly believe. We act out what we really believe down in the marrow of our bones. So somehow, if we could understand as we greet a day, the power that has been released, not just around us, in our vessel, we would be a whole lot more prepared for our day. Every time we would think, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Beth is dedicated to encouraging people to come to know and love Jesus Christ through the study of Scripture. Why wait? Click online today, pick a podcast or television teaching, or both. Just visit BethMoore.org. That's BethMoore.org, or download the Living Proof app. Search for Beth Moore in your app store. See you next time for another Quick Word with Beth Moore.
Buying a home is the largest, most nerve-wracking purchase most of us ever make. It doesn't help that you're entering a maze of unfamiliar words and confusing options that can leave you intimidated, frustrated, and afraid you've been taken advantage of. Navigating the Mortgage Maze by Dale Vermillion helps you clear up the confusion, unrack your nerves, and make the best mortgage decisions possible with confidence. Navigating the Mortgage Maze, available when you click the store button at moneywiselive.org.
A pleasure to have you with us today on MoneyWise Live. Whatever you might be dealing with, thinking about, maybe it's investing, maybe it's giving your child an allowance, maybe it's trying to figure out how to go to college without a lot of debt, maybe it's just giving and generosity and paying the bills, things like that. If it's financial, if there's a biblical component in particular, why not give us a call? That's why we're here, 800-525-7000. Your host, Rob West. And Rob, let's go back to our phones up to Green Bay, Wisconsin. Hi, Steve. Thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Hi. My wife and I are self-funded missionaries to Mexico, and we've been debt-free for over 30 years. We have investments and savings and 401k plans, and live very generously, and the Lord has blessed us faithfully. But I've got just three questions about these big 401k and investment plans that many of us in America have. Like, how do we reconcile thousands of dollars in bank accounts to take care of ourselves in our old age while so much of the world is in such great need for salvation and for food? And how do we balance counting the cost of saving and investing for ourselves and our futures while with providing for the poor and the needy all over the world? And then also, how do we balance our attempts to ensure our financial future as opposed to trusting God to take care of our financial future?
Well, Steve, I'm so glad you called today. First of all, because this is such an important topic, and I'd love to hear about the work that you're doing there in Mexico. But what you raise is really something we all need to be wrestling through prayerfully and diligently, especially those of us who live in the United States, just because, frankly, we have more than we need in so many cases. And, you know, if we look at what we have versus, you know, some in our communities that are living in extreme poverty, and certainly versus the rest of the world, we realize that many of us are rich, which by definition means we have more than is needed. And how do we balance that as believers? And what does God's word say? And how much is enough? And I think we've got to begin to wrestle through all these things. You know, when we go to the scriptures, we see clearly that we should care for those in need. Proverbs 19, whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him for his deed. But it also says we should be prudent in saving for the future. Just a couple of chapters later in Proverbs, it says, precious treasure and oil are in a wise man's dwelling. So if God tells us to do both, help the poor and save for the future, then I think we need to really approach the Lord with prayerful consideration and say, Lord, what would you have me to do? 2 Corinthians 9, each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And so we don't do it, again, based on this passage, because we're feeling under compulsion, but we do it out of an expression, an overflow of our gratitude to the Lord, recognizing that we should be givers and that we can participate in God's activity through our giving. But I think one of the challenges is that we can almost try to redeem greed in the name of the American dream. And here's what I mean by that. Because we're kind of raised in this country to think, well, there's an American dream and we should have, you know, these big fat retirement accounts and live in, you know, a beautiful home and have all of these things. And because that's the American dream, you know, we can lose sight of the fact that we may be, in fact, you know, doing it out of greed or out of a desire to keep up with somebody else, the comparison trap, and almost in the name of that American dream, try to redeem that. And so I think that's where we need to find ourselves on our knees saying, Lord, what's right for me? What have you called me to? What lifestyle? How much should I keep? But how much should I give? And, you know, there's story after story of God's people who have said, you know what, I'm going to cap my lifestyle. I'm going to cap my budget and my assets and give the rest away. And so I don't think there's a right or wrong answer here, but I think each of us need to, before the Lord, explore this with great prudence. But I appreciate you raising the question today, Steve. It's the right question to ask.
Yeah. God bless you, Steve. Thank you very much. We'll be right back after this.
How should we as Christians think about investing? What if we could invest our money in a way that aligns with what we believe? At Eventide, we believe it is possible to love God and love our neighbor in the very practice of investing. We design investments for performance and a better world so you can invest for the future with a sense of wholeness and purpose. We call this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at investeventide.com.
Christian Healthcare Ministries enables believers to show love for one another by sharing each other's health costs. Through CHM's voluntary health cost sharing programs, members uplift each other spiritually and financially. CHM is an eligible option under the Affordable Care Act and a Better Business Bureau accredited charity. Interested? Learn more by calling 800-791-6225 or online at chministries.org.
Hi, this is Judy Krohn, executive producer for Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. The Moody Radio Verse of the Week is found in Psalm 119, 16 through 18. I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Deal bountifully with your servant, that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. That's Psalm 119, 16 through 18, the Moody Radio Verse of the Week.
I grew up in a Christian home.
But that didn't stop Ronald Clay from trying to rob a Brinks truck. In prison, Ronald learned his father had died.
It was out of nowhere that it happened. It just broke me.
Hopeless, Ronald yielded his life to Christ and turned to Moody Radio for spiritual growth. Today, he's at Moody Theological Seminary.
My goal is to be used in whatever way that he would have me used.
Read Ronald's story in this month's free e-newsletter, Uplift. Go to mymoodyradio.org.
Money and life run on the same track, but unfortunately, sometimes it seems like your money is heading in a different direction from your goals. In Never Enough, Three Keys to Financial Contentment, author Ron Blue helps you to break down all your financial options to a basic four and then shows you how to keep it all chugging along in the right direction on the same track. Never Enough, Three Keys to Financial Contentment. Available when you click the store button at MoneyWiseLive.org.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Beaches are closed in Delaware, and rain is lashing the New Jersey shore as fast-moving tropical storm Fay churns north on a path expected to soak the New York City region. Forecasters expect Fay to bring 2 to 4 inches of rain, with the possibility of flash flooding in parts of the mid-Atlantic and southern New England. That's down from the earlier forecast of about 3 to 5 inches of rain. A tropical storm warning remains in effect from Fenwick Island, Delaware, to Watch Hill, Rhode Island. The warning area includes Long Island and the Long Island Sound in New York. President Trump is postponing his planned rally Saturday in New Hampshire, citing the tropical storm. The event, slated to be held at an aircraft hangar in Portsmouth, will be delayed by a week or two. Wall Street closing higher. The Dow gained 369 points today. The NASDAQ was up 69. This is SRN News.
You're listening to MoneyWise Live with Rob West. I'm Steve Moore, and we're taking your calls today at 800-525-7000. You know, Rob, I was going through some materials. We had some new carpeting put in our home yesterday, and so we were doing a lot of cleaning out of stuff, and I ran across some old notes from our good friend, the late Larry Burkett. And one thing I found, I typed this out. This is a quote from Larry. A voluntary rejection of wealth does not indicate a balanced Christian life, nor does a display of material success. The scripture shows the real way to success. And so as I was thinking about that and then pondering the questions we often get about, you know, how much is enough? How do I prepare for the future? What about insurance? What about retirement and saving enough up so that I have something to leave my children? How in this world where you have third and fourth world countries and we live still in a first world country, how do you balance all that out as a follower of Christ?
Yeah. Well, I think with fear and trembling, right? We come before the Lord. We're on our knees and we ask regularly, Lord, what would you have me to do? Because, you know, we see clearly in God's word, there were many people in the scriptures who loved the Lord and were committed to him and were very affluent. And yet we also see that clearly the parable of the rich fool, that we shouldn't be building bigger barns, just accumulating for accumulation's sake. We see the celebration by Jesus of the widow's mite who gave out of her poverty. How do we reconcile all of these ideas? And I think that's where we really need to decide for ourselves, Lord, what are you calling me to do? It's not for me to judge how somebody else chooses to handle what God has entrusted to them. They'll give an account for them, for themselves. But for me, Lord, what have you called me to and by way of life style. And I think we need to make some of these hard decisions. Let me challenge those of you out there who have never been turned on to an organization called Generous Giving to visit generousgiving.org and explore that. They do something that's called the Journey of Generosity. It's a 24-hour or 48-hour, depending on how you do it, experience. Normally, it's done in a live setting with a small group of either couples or individuals, you know, between 12 and 20 people. But they're doing them virtually now. It's called, again, the Journey of Generosity. And through that virtual experience, as you're exposed to story after story after story of people who submitted to the Lord in this area, in many ways capped their lifestyle at some, you know, percentage of the median income for their community, and then decided, Lord, I'm going to give the rest away no matter what you entrust to me. And you'll hear stories of people that did that, and then God blessed their businesses, and now they're giving tens of millions to missions. And I think as we begin to develop a community around us of people who have thought differently about this, that it'll challenge us perhaps even in our own thinking. So that's just one tool you can use, but I think it's a great one. Again, generousgiving.org.
Great suggestion, Rob. Thank you very much for that. Let's go down to Jacksonville, Florida. Denise, what's your question today?
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call.
Happy to.
Thank you. My husband and I are approaching age 60, and we've started the discussion about funeral expenses and pre-planning. And I once heard Larry Burkett mention joining a memorial society to save money on funeral expenses. Yeah. And I was wondering, is that still a good idea?
Yes, I believe it is. You know, they provide information to the family when a death occurs, covering legal matters and death benefits. Funeral homes that work in conjunction with a memorial society may also offer a discounted pricing to the families referred by them. So I would absolutely either Google or check out in your area the memorial society near you. A lot of great information that's very, very helpful can be found at funerals.org, Denise. That's the Funeral Consumers Alliance. And they'll give you even steps to plan an affordable funeral. Again, funerals.org. But absolutely, I think memorial societies can be a great help.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, Denise, Larry Burkett was a big fan of memorial societies. He and his wife actually belonged to one, and when his home going occurred, it was the memorial society that they turned to during that time. But we would encourage you to check it out, and we're glad you called. Thanks very much.
Hi.
Indianapolis. Hi, Mark. How are you today?
Hi,
Mark.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hello, Mark.
Yeah, we sure can. Go right ahead.
Oh, good, good. So my wife and I own a duplex with rental income, which is great. We live in one half and rent out the other half. We have an FHA loan. And so right now we have the opportunity to do a streamline refinance where they're willing to go down to, well, we're on year 4 of a 30-year, and they're willing to go down to year 20 at, I believe, I think 3.25% or 3.5%. Right now we're paying 4.5%. In the past, we've tried to do appraisals, but we're in an up-and-coming area, and the appraisal hasn't come back high enough to do a conventional. Do you think, I mean, what is my best option? Is saving a couple of years off the mortgage good enough?
Sure. You know, it could be. I mean, in this low-rate environment, I'd love for you to take the step of at least attempting through a conventional refinance to try to get that rate that you're looking for. You know, they've been bouncing around, and because there's so much demand right now for refinances, given the interest rate environment we're in, it's actually caused the interest rates to be a little bit more volatile than we would expect. You know, they'll, I believe we've seen 2 7/8, but it was just there briefly for a 30-year conventional, and, you know, now it's up typically around 3%, usually on a refi. That's for a new purchase. You're going to pay a little bit more. But, you know, taking that step, even though the appraisal hasn't worked out in your favor in the past, of at least entertaining it, you could go to bankrate.com. You could go to Rocket Mortgage. You could go to any one of these kind of online providers that are really aggressive in terms of trying to offer the very best rates in the lowest closing costs, just to see if you might qualify for something. But to your point, if not, the Streamline Mortgage can really simplify the process. Of course, it reduces the paperwork. It provides a fast-track option. There's no credit check. There's limited earnings and asset verification. And in many cases, there's not even a need for an appraisal. So I think if that's all you had, depending on the cost, I think that could work for you. But I would at least check out just a straight refi to see if you couldn't improve that rate significantly.
How's that sound?
I think with the with the streamline, we just have to bring I think $1,000 to closing, but knocking off 6 years sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, exactly right. And what does that do to the payment, though?
Pardon me.
Have you seen the what your new payment will be as a result of that?
Yeah, it would be a little less even. So.
Okay, all right. Very good. Yeah, so I think that's a great option. Anytime we can reduce the term, especially if we're not coming out of pocket significantly with the closing costs, that's a great thing. But I would lay that alongside a straight refi with a lower rate just to see which is going to work best for you.
Mark, we wish you the best. Thank you very much for your call today. Rob, how about a quick email? This one is from Lynn. She says, Dear Rob and Steve, you mentioned a website where we can find the cheapest finance rates. What is that called again?
You know, we usually recommend bankrate.com to check out not only CD rates, but also interest rates. If you're looking, you know, to replace a credit card that you use only for budgeted items and pay off every month, but also if you're shopping for a car loan or a home loan, bankrate.com can be great. NerdWallet is another one that in the last few years has grown in significance. They offer just a wealth of resources. And then if you're looking for credit cards and wanting to shop those, creditcards.com would be great also.
All right. We appreciate that, Lynn. And if you have a brief question that you'd like to email to Rob, the address is questions@moneywise.org, questions@moneywise.org. And we here at MoneyWise will be back to take more calls right around the corner.
Do you know if you have enough? Enough money? Enough house? Do you know how much is enough? If not, Ron Blue can help with his book, Master Your Money, a step-by-step plan for experiencing financial contentment. Learn how to save, invest, and give wisely, how to create a long-term financial plan, and how to get out of debt. You'll find it all in Master Your Money by Ron Blue. Available when you click the store button at MoneyWiseLive.org.
Hi, I'm Barry McGuire. I'm a car guy here to help you understand the urgency and how fun it is to share your faith at every opportunity. Yes, I'm a businessman, but I'm in full-time ministry just like every Christian. As Christians, everything we say and do moves everyone watching us closer or further away from God. And how you're handling that in your most unguarded moments could cost someone their eternity. Here's the point. When you love those around you as yourself, you're as concerned for their salvation as you are your own. This is where you can start living in God's promise to make everything in your life work for good as you start living your life for God's purpose, to seek and save all those around you who are lost. With all that's going on in the world today, you can have effortless, wholehearted faith by simply making the salvation of those around you your highest priority. There's nothing more exciting than knowing God just used you to lead somebody to Him. Join us at IgniteAmerica.com.
Everybody talks about peace in the world, but have you noticed that there never seems to be any? In fact, few people seem to have any peace in their lives. I'm Mary Welchel, and Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Knowing God and finding peace with God is possible only through Jesus Christ, His Son. And you come to God through Christ by confessing your sinful condition and accepting the redemption that Jesus purchased for you when He willingly gave His life on the cross. The Bible says you come to God by faith, believing in Jesus as your Savior. That's how you'll find peace for your life. If you'd like to speak to someone right now about finding peace through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, call 888-NEED-HIM. That's 888-NEED-HIM.
The financial wealth you leave behind could be the best thing that ever happened to your loved ones, or the worst. In Splitting Heirs, giving your money and things to your children without ruining their lives, Ron Blue explains why it's important to make these decisions now, instead of forcing your heirs to do it later. Splitting Heirs will foster a real appreciation for the precious resources that God has entrusted to you. And it's available when you click the store button at MoneyWiseLive.org.
MoneyWise Live is the program you're listening to right now, and we appreciate that fact. Maybe you're looking for your local sports talk station. Not a lot of sports going on these days, so you might as well keep it right here. Jackson, Mississippi. Hi, Faith. How can we help?
I was calling to see about these car warranties, Home Shield to be car shield to be exact, and Home Shield as well. They advertise on TV if your warranty is gone out on your car, depending on what plan, because they have different plans you can get, that there'll be a good investment. And some friends and myself were sitting around the table, and I was sharing with them that I didn't think it was a good idea, because the money that they talking about getting a warranty, extended warranty with Car Shield, they could take that money and put it on some bill that they got to get out of debt. So I was just trying to call in and see what y'all thought about it.
I would typically agree with you there, Faith. Used car warranties are expensive. You're you know, just about in every case, in my view, better off self-insuring. That is, putting extra money in your emergency fund to pay for car repairs. Now, one estimate I saw, I believe it was in a Consumer Reports article, was that only about 12% of what you spend on an extended warranty actually goes to cover the costs of repairs. The rest goes to the insurer for profit and overhead. So that says to me that most of the time people really don't need it and they don't file claims. I know you can go to Consumer Reports and they have an article. In fact, I've got it on my screen right now. Should you get an extended warranty for your car? And they go into a pretty thorough explanation of the various options, what they cost, how often they're used. And I think that might be helpful to you. But I think generally speaking, you know, for most people, it's not necessarily the best option. I think the key is keeping your lifestyle at a minimum, focusing on building up your emergency fund, paying down debt, and then having those reserves so that when something comes up, you can pay it out of pocket, but you're not getting into this monthly payment cycle of having to pay something to someone, you know, that you typically are not going to use, at least just based on the data that's available. So I would typically agree with what you're saying here, Faith. I think you're right on.
Yeah, Faith, good call on your part.
Okay. Well, thank you so very much.
God bless you.
Thanks very much. All right, let's go west, way out to Casper, Wyoming. And Leah, what's your question today? How may we help you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm a mom of some young kids. I'm trying to teach them how to save and spend and give. And so I was thinking about getting some quarters recently, and it sounds like I was just going across some of my social media, and things are starting to pop up as having a coin shortage in America. And I wanted to see if you could speak to both the grander scheme of going paperless with money and how would I teach my kids to how to budget or how to save and spend without actual physical coins.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Leah, I love that you're thinking about that. To this idea of a coin shortage, you know, the Fed has acknowledged that because of the coronavirus pandemic, it has diminished significantly the U.S. coin supply. And it's primarily because members of the public, you know, haven't been out visiting places where they typically deposit coins, like retail stores or exchanging them for larger denominations. So it's pulling these coins out of circulation. But also because the virus has put a strain on coin production at the U.S. Mint, just because of the practicality of getting people actually into the mint, given some of the stay-at-home orders that were in place. So what you're speaking of is correct. And you add to that, you know, this ongoing trend moving toward a paperless and cashless society. And we see that ever increasing as we're moving more and more digital with online transactions, as well as, you know, just even what's happened in the last several years with more and more people paying for things, transacting business by using their phones, you know, with things like Apple Pay and other digital transactions. So, but obviously there is still the ability to access, you know, coins and bills. And I think that can be a great tool, you know, for kids specifically. So I still love the idea, Leah, of the three-jar system. I'd make them clear so they can see, you know, their gifts from the birthday money and their allowance, if you do allowance, building up and have a give, save, and spend. And perhaps with save, they print out a picture of what they're saving for and put it right there on the jar so they know why they're sacrificing in the short run. And then really just teaching these biblical principles that apply to all of us, regardless of whether we use coins or not, and that is that we want to, you know, we need to spend based on a spending plan and using a simple envelope system, you know, to get that set up, whether that's digital or physical, is a great way to go. The dangers of debt, the importance of giving generously, the importance of having some margin and a long-term plan. I mean, all of these things backed by God's word, really originating from Scripture, are really the keys, no matter what happens in our society moving forward, to being able to create the next stewards that are going to be out on their own, knowing that they are, in fact, not owners, but managers, and realizing that God's word speaks authoritatively to every every decision, including their financial decisions. Here's what I'd like to do, though. I'd love for you to stay online, though, stay on the phone. We'll get your information. I'll send you a copy of Howard Dayton's book, The ABCs of Managing Money God's Way, and I think that'll be an encouragement to you and perhaps give you a roadmap as you share these principles with your kids.
Oh, great. Leah, we appreciate that call, and we appreciate what you're doing for your children and your family. God bless you. Thanks so much. Rob, who would have thunk it? A coin shortage of all things. That must hamper you when the plate is passed on Sunday morning when you have to drop your tithe in.
I see where you're going there, Steve Moore.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
Missoula, gee, this is my last day, isn't it?
Yesterday was your birthday, and today
is my last
day.
Yeah. Well, all right. Missoula, Montana. Hey, Tim, what's your question for Rob West?
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. A year and a half ago, I went through a bankruptcy, and my wife also had credit card debt at the time, and she chose not to go through the bankruptcy with me. We've continued to make payments on her credit card debt, but we're really struggling to do that. I mean, it's coming at the expense of just being able to meet our basic needs. And I'm wondering, you know, what potential options might be out there to help us deal with that. And then, two, just how to, I guess, approach the subject with her, you know, because it's really been very frustrating. And honestly, it's taking a toll on our marriage right now.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Tim. You know, let me start with the second part first. I think it's just so important to recognize how vital communication is, especially in this area of finance. And yet, and we had our good friend Shanti Feldhahn the other day on the program, and she and her husband Jeff just finished a 3-year study on this area of communication around money for couples and found 77% of married couples can't communicate effectively about money. And one of the main reasons is because there's a misalignment in values related to how you're handling money. And so perhaps going back and having this discussion at that level to say, honey, let's set the money aside. Let's just talk about what we want for our lives. Where do we feel like God is calling us and what's important to us in terms of, you know, the values that really are reflective of, you know, where God is taking us and how can money as a tool really come alongside and under those values to support the direction God has us on. And, you know, as a result of that, how should we, what decisions should we make? What goals should we set in light of that? And, you know, setting a goal perhaps to get out of debt completely is key. What giving goals do you all have? What lifestyle do you feel like God is calling you to? And where's the, you know, how much is enough on that? What's your financial finish line? What about saving for the future? How much do you really need? And, you know, really start to align these two things, how you handle money with what's most important to you, these God-given goals and objectives. Because once you've identified that, and I would even say, Tim, written it down, then the sacrificing you're doing in the short term is really all about the long term. You know, you're looking out for your future self by being disciplined with your present self. And we now know why we're saying no to that in this particular month, because it's going to give us margin that we can put toward these things that are really far more important to us. You know, being able to provide for our families and being able to build memories by going on a vacation and being out of debt and being able to give to those in need around us. So I think it's really got to start with that conversation. And I'm going to send you a book called Money and Marriage God's Way that I think will really help you get started on that front. Once you have that conversation, though, in terms of the very practical tool to help you get out from under this credit card debt, I want you to go visit with my friends at ChristianCreditCounselors.org. They can help you get those interest rates down, get you on a budget and a payment plan that's going to allow you to pay that off 80% faster. And if you'll do those two things, Tim, I think you'll be headed in the right direction.
Yeah, Tim, and we will remember you and your wife in our prayers. One thing God doesn't want is you guys, you know, having arguments over money and the effect that might have on your marriage. We want it to be a strong one, obviously, in Christ. So you stay on the line. We'll get this book right out to you, and we're glad that you called today. Ian, I'm not sure we're going to have time to get you on air, but if you'll stay online for us, we'll talk off air a bit. And with that, Rob, it's been a great week. Thanks so much for the opportunity, and hope you and the family have a great weekend.
Thanks, Steve. You as well.
All right. God bless. Hey, and thank you for tuning in and listening today. MoneyWise Live is a partnership between Moody Radio and MoneyWise Media. My thanks to our technical crew today doing an awesome job. They include Dan Anderson, Clara Seagard, Gabby T is with us today. And of course, our researcher, Jim Henry, not only does research, but this week picked up a new digital yardstick to help monitor the social distancing between our staff members. Where would we be without Jim Henry? Where would we be without you and your support? If you'd like to make a donation to our ministry, we'd be blessed by that. Just visit us online. It's moneywiselive.org, moneywiselive.org. Click the donate tab at the top of the page. If you scroll to the bottom of the page, you'll see lots of free resources there, things that you can purchase or acquire for free that'll help you manage your money biblically and effectively with you and your family. Have a wonderful weekend. Don't forget church, and join us again on Monday.